Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. F it, we'll do it live here on Free Talk Live.
That was actually the intended title for a podcast. I was going to do that on the phone.
It's Mark with you.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And we have calls on the line, so we are, of course, going to get to those. Before we do, however, I want to tell you about Freedoms Phoenix. It's your source for all the news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. Get today's headlines.
Is there any other kind of government spending?
All in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find this and more at Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com. If you don't know how to spell Phoenix, it's okay. One of the search engines will fill it in for you. Because believe me, I don't know how to spell Phoenix. I just type it in. Go from there.
That's funny.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I just can't do it. I probably should practice, but have not. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah. Oop, did I push the right? Yeah, I pushed the right button. We're on.
If she's off the line, you push the right button.
I believe she is. All right. I don't know what to say.
Terrible, nobody.
I know. I'm a bad man. I've got a question for her tonight, actually. So.
Well, let's just go ahead and take this other call here on Free Talk Live. You're live.
It's New Mexico again.
Excellent.
You lose. Yeah. Hey, nobody just illustrated one of my points that I was going to ask you about. But first of all, Africa, nobody is correct. There are millions and millions and tens of millions of and possibly even 100 million Africans that live on 50 cents a day, a dollar a day, $2 a day, $3 a day. They're styling, man. They are styling. They do things like get paid 50 cents for a day to walk 7 miles from one town to another with a 40-pound load on their head to deliver it while delivery trucks whiz by them because they cost more.
So, yeah, somebody's got to deliver that stuff.
Yeah.
No. People have to do that because they don't have capital.
Sure.
But it can be done in more efficient ways, and that means lower prices and higher wages. And that's the name of the game when it comes to economics, because that means that your economy is functioning well
maturing,
doing what economies do, which is meeting as best they can the infinite needs of or the infinite desires of human beings using limited means.
Well, it takes a little while for an economy to mature, and I think that's important, is that there's no good or bad here. Whose ancestors didn't do these kind of menial tasks?
Well, wait a minute.
People are being left behind by progress, and a lot of the reason, I mean, there's a number of reasons they're being left behind, but Hernando de Soto, not the conquistador, but the economist, wrote a wonderful book called The Mystery of Capital.
So de Soto, no doubt, is a genius. David, would you please?
Yeah, so my only point was to support nobody's point that these people exist. I didn't mean to go into all the other all the rest of it. I knew I was taking a risk even going to Africa because I figured that would happen. But
going to Africa is often a risk.
Yes, and but those people exist is the point. And then Mark, let me counter Mark as long as you put yourself out on the line. In the world that we have, where we have space stations that are what 300 feet long and multiples of them floating around up in space, there's no excuse for people getting paid 50 cents a day over in Africa to carry 40 pounds on the top of their head 7 miles as delivery trucks whiz by them. And now on to my point.
You have touched one of my favorites, the sweatshop defense. And I've got to say, I will defend a sweatshop because there's only one way for an economy to grow, to prosper, to mature, and that is for us to go through the single steps. If you find a bunch of guys living in people living in the Stone Age on some island someplace, they're not immediately going to be able to jump to cell phones and all the luxuries of modern life. They have to go through the steps. Now, they'll be able to do it much more quickly than our ancestors did, because in many cases they had to forge the way. They had to create the ability of capitalism to create the Industrial Revolution and a variety of things like that. And so they can often do it in a lifetime, which, day to day may not look so great, but, in a lifetime it looks pretty good.
The problem is that if you're being robbed blind by the system, then that's going to be a huge disadvantage in the actual thing that has to be accomplished in order to improve people's lives, and that is the acquisition and concentration of capital.
So there's very few third world countries that I would go and besmirch with the label capitalist. All right, they're almost all socialist because poor people love to vote for social. Even when there's no money to steal, they love to vote for socialism. So
everybody love to vote for the people who are going to give them more free stuff.
Well, everybody loves to vote for the people who pretend to care about them.
They do.
Oh yeah.
So I think that when I think about this, I think that if you bring real capitalism, and real capitalism means honoring your word, to my mind. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is, free market. Maybe this is morality. I don't know what it is. But I don't believe that you can steal from people and call that capitalism. I think we call that government.
There's a lot of people in the world who are stealing from people and calling it capitalism. And the reason they do it is because lying and stealing go great together.
There's still the dichotomy, though, in a space age world where the world is almost one, that you have people living like that. There's really no excuse for it, especially when people within 20 miles of them are zipping around in Jaguars and Mercedes and have everything that we have. But I mean, because we don't have the same thing here. You don't have the super super poor living on a dollar a day, coexisting with those driving Mercedes, talking on their cell phone, and owning condos and stuff like that. But
the government keeps growing, we can aspire to that.
I mean, what would you have us do to solve this problem?
Well, you don't have enough radio time to discuss that whole thing, so there's no point in even beginning it, because if you want to dedicate a whole hour to it, I'm willing to stay on the line.
You got about 30 seconds, man, so speak up and be quick.
Four words, get rid of government.
And Mark, to make my other point that I called about and that nobody illustrated quite well, two things. Number one is talking about Sarah, for instance. Why does a business ridicule its best customers?
Why does a business ridicule its best customers?
Generally, the best customers are the people who generate the most profit, not the people who take up the most.
Well, you don't even understand your own business model, because
is she buying advertising? I don't know.
Hello?
About.
No, you're, yes, she is. You're selling advertising based on Sarah. You wouldn't, if she wasn't good for business, you wouldn't repeatedly take her call and keep her on longer than any other caller, using her to illustrate your points of how you're different from her.
Well, hold on, hold on. So,
okay, well, you've answered your own question. That's why we ridicule Sarah.
This is actually my business.
I never had a question.
I understand
it was a rhetorical question.
I'm going to tell you this. I've certainly had callers that I disagree with, the callers that I think are bad for the air. But I'll tell you, when you've got an ideologue like Ian Freeman that runs the show, calls it Free Talk Live, he believes his hands are tied. What can I do? It's Free Talk Live. He's going to take the calls because that's what the show's about.
He's principled.
Yeah, we just...
That's what it comes down to.
Do it for that reason.
It's not about the money, it's about principle.
Thanks for the call. Called BS. He's calling BS. Well, I gave the best answer I had. The number 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in at 603-283-6160. Talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. Mark?
Nobody.
And Chris.
Perfect. And, guys, there are no phone calls. This is the first segment of this show where we haven't had phone calls.
Oh, finally.
So, there you go. Let's...
Is that a good thing? Is that what we're aiming?
No, I'm just saying that things have changed from the way they have the rest of the show.
Break. I finally can get a word in.
No, God.
I'm still here.
Yeah, Rich is doing fine. So we were talking previously about this article from Yahoo News. Biden chastens oil industry over fuel costs. And I just think this is kind of silly. I mean, you know, like, does Biden think that greedy corporations just suddenly became greedy?
He's just using capitalism as an excuse to, you know, basically take advantage. I mean, he's taking advantage of a population, effectively, who doesn't understand that capitalism isn't the problem. It's the thing that's made them prosperous, and it's the socialism that he's trying to input, put in place that's actually been causing our economic decline, you know, for a while.
It's hard to tell if he's an idiot or if he just thinks that we're idiots. Most presidents just think that we're idiots, so they tell the same sort of lies. But you know, most presidents don't shake hands with nobody. The other one. Most presidents, you know, don't talk about, you know, when they used to be truck drivers, when they provably were never truck drivers. So most presidents, when they molest children, they do it in private, not on camera. You know, and
wow.
So Biden, I think, is in a whole different class and I just operating as a puppet. But who knows? He may just be cunning and think, wow, if they think I'm just a moron, I can get away with doing all this stuff.
Many years ago, I was at a convention.
Billions of their dollars to pay back the people who paid my son off.
All right, go on.
I muted him. So I want to tell this story where years ago, I met Joe Biden, along with Ian Freeman. And what happened was is that Biden... was giving a speech out in front of this whole talkers convention. It was the Air America time frame. I don't know what year it was, but let's call it 2008 or something like that, way back, maybe even before that. And, there he is giving a speech. Rachel Maddow's interviewing them. This is before she was on television or anything like that.
Mad cow!
And he turns to the audience, raises his hands for applause. At the end of his speech, it's a room full of Republican talk show hosts. They literally were booing him. And what's he do? He's preparing for his applause. He just stands there as though he's being applauded. Then he runs to the door to get the people coming out the door to shake their hands. I mean, and the only thing I think is this guy's soulless. And I haven't changed my mind. Hold on. There's a really great part of this. Because
that make it easier to be a politician.
He is absolutely soulless. In a way that is beyond even a politician's abilities. Then my good friend Ian, my co-host Ian's behind me. We're going through the door. Now you know how I am. I'm mild-mannered, whatever. Joe grabs my hand, shakes it like a dead fish, and then off I go. Well, Ian reaches out his hand. And you know what the hairy hand is? Like from the 80s when you reach out to give a handshake and then you quick pull it through your hair. He literally gives the hairy hand to the future president of the United States.
Wow.
That is a hilarious story.
That's a wonderful thing.
I've
wonderful
only seen him
thing
do it once.
To do, because
it had to be a president.
These people need to know that at least somebody knows that they're scum.
Yeah,
somebody knows you're scum.
I want to go back and make a point. So politicians tell you what they want you to, or what you want to hear, okay? That's how they get your votes. They don't do what they tell you that they're going to do. We're just remember that, you know?
Actually, Biden is. I got to give Biden credit for being an honest politician. Surely he promised an extravagant amount of money to the Ukraine for paying his son off to the tune of millions of dollars, and he's delivering in spades. He said he would destroy the American energy industry, and he has destroyed the American energy industry.
Oh, I don't destroy, yeah, but, so, it doesn't, but I don't think he's, you know, giving you the whole story. I mean, he's telling you what you want to hear. He's failing
I
to tell you.
I don't want
to
hear that people are going to pay the Ukrainians off, okay, and destroy the energy,
sure,
industry.
Sure, sure. But you're a unique individual. What most people want to hear is maybe the better way to phrase that. It's he's telling you what you want to hear. He's not telling you the part how you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Let me tell you real quick about Freedom Fest. From July the 13th through the 16th, that's next month, I will join thousands of passionate defenders of liberty in the Mirage in Las Vegas for Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds. Freedom Fest is an intense, rewarding 4-day conference like no other, with big debates, world-class speakers, a film festival, social events, the Trade Show for Liberty, and much more. This year, I'm talking about locating liberty with hundreds of other premier speakers and top-level experts in a wide range of topics. Speakers like Lisa Kennedy, John Cleese, Ben Stein, Steve Forbes, Rand Paul, John Mackey, Zubby Udeze, I gotta get his name right, Del Bigtree, Glenn Greenwald. It's big names there at Freedom Fest. It's freedomfest.com. Use coupon code FTL50 and you can get $50 off the regular rate. And by the way, bring somebody else and they get either sort of a couple's rate. Not that you have to be a couple or whatever, but bring another person. It's freedomfest.com.
You don't have to be a couple to get the couple's rate?
That's correct.
That's confusing.
July 13th through the 16th at the Mirage in Las Vegas, freedomfest.com.
Can you get the big spenders rate without being a big spender?
I don't know. I haven't even heard about the big spenders rate. Perhaps you know more about it than I.
Well.
So, quoting here from Biden, refinery profit margins well above normal being passed directly on to American families are not acceptable, Biden wrote in the letter to executives from Shell, Marathon, Petroleum Corp., Valero Energy, ExxonMobil, 66, and BP, Chevron.
You think that profit margins increase when some moron cuts off all foreign trade?
Right, when there's less competition, you're going to have larger margins, and that's just how that goes. This is economics, and a man who's been in politics for 40 years ought to understand it. My administration is prepared to use all...
Well, he understood it enough to get rich on a salary of less than $200,000 a year. He's literally a multimillionaire.
Yes, but he got that way through graft, not through serving people.
He's serving somebody.
My administration is prepared to use all reasonable and appropriate federal government tools and emergency authorities to increase refinery capacity and output in the near term and to ensure that every region of this country is appropriately supplied. Well, you can't just turn this stuff on and off.
he did say appropriate, and to him, freedom is inappropriate. It's not civilized.
The number, 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Moderna's and Pfizer's COVID-19 shots for children as young as 6 months old. CNBC's senior health and science reporter Meg Terrell.
Pfizer and Moderna both getting FDA emergency use authorization for their vaccines down to 6 months of age. So this would be the youngest age group yet eligible for vaccination, the only one so far that had not yet had access to the vaccine.
The FDA decision comes after its Committee of Independent Vaccine Experts voted unanimously to recommend the shots. Amid heavy criticism 6 days after leaving the country without telling his constituents, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's office confirmed Friday that he had gone to Italy with his wife, but said he was briefed regularly about intense flooding that devastated a large swath of Yellowstone National Park and nearby communities. This is USA Radio News. Authorities on Friday confirmed the third victim of a church shooting in Alabama has died. The Vestavia Hills Police Department identified the victim in a post on Facebook as an 84-year-old female who died at a local hospital. They did not release her identity. A 71-year-old man fatally shot two additional elderly people with a handgun during a potluck dinner at an Alabama church where he occasionally attended services. For decades, it was accepted wisdom in the casino industry that eliminating smoking would automatically lead to revenue declines and customer losses. But a new report examining how the coronavirus pandemic has changed gamblers' habits says that may no longer be the case. The report issued Friday by Las Vegas-based C3 Gaming comes as several states, including New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania, are considering banning smoking in casinos. The research firm says its report was done independently and was not financed by any outside party. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And that's right. It's been a great Friday night, guys. I really have enjoyed this with all the calls.
Busy. You wore me out.
Nice being on the show. Ian just gave up the chair. He's like, hey, you want to do Friday night? No problem. I think he's watching a movie with Bonnie and, you know, just, well, I mean, he's listening to the show, too. He doesn't ever not to listen to the show, but he can kind of compartmentalize. It's been 20 years, and so, you know, he has the ability to do that sort of thing. Anyway, it's been really great. Thanks, guys. It's been a nice show.
No problem.
But there's plenty more to it. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Your favorite caller, isn't it, Rich?
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. You know, I'm so happy that Ian's taking a day off, too, on Fridays. Because, you know what? You guys are a lot more nicer to me.
Oh, we're not going to let you escape the criticisms.
Oh,
I like your call. I actually got a question for you.
I like your call, Sarah. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's the call?
I said I like your calls.
I was so excited. Did you know Revlon, the makeup company, is put out of business?
Oh, my. Why?
Well, Eva, you know what? They went broke because they spent millions of dollars on what? Commercials. And I know that my network company, you know, took away some of their business our word of mouth advertisement. You know, we're competition for them.
So, hold on. Is Revlon out of business?
Yes, that's what I told you. Yeah, it's on the news. I mean, okay. They went out of business because they got too much competition.
So, was there a bankruptcy or? And you know, usually, Sarah. Here's the thing, Sarah. Usually, companies don't go out of business. Like they don't just go out of business. Like yeah. Something happens. There's some sort of bankruptcy, and often they come out of bankruptcy. So I'm a little skeptical, but
it says here Revlon borrows $375 million in bankruptcy to shore up supply chain. So it looks like Revlon is in big trouble.
Well, which chapter of bankruptcy? And is it a reorganization?
It's got to be 11, right?
Or is it a liquidation?
I can't remember. I forget on these. Sorry.
God, I just took a business law class a couple years ago.
So there's the reorganization versus sort of out of business. But you know, whatever the case may be, that's looks like Sarah's correct. Please go on, Sarah.
Well, what I was saying is that look, you know, tens of thousands of customers with my network company. I'm not supposed to. Well, you know, they part of our line is our makeup products. So I don't really care about Revlon products. They never live up to the commercial. It's like a false commercial. They do up the commercials and their foundations and their makeup don't live up to the promised commercial. So I think,
if you don't like things that don't live up to their hype, you're going to hate socialism.
let me ask you this, Sarah. It sounds like you got a job here. It sounds like you've embraced capitalism. Is that an accurate description of what's going on?
No, I mean, I guess you should say that it's a form of capitalism. Yeah.
You're working for a company now, right?
Well, I'm not really signed up. I'm a customer, and Richard is the one that's on the account. He could actually sign you guys up if you're interested.
All right, so let me rephrase this. You are participating in some sort of Ponzi scheme then.
What do you mean Ponzi scheme? You mean network marketing
or some sort of network marketing scam?
Yeah,
or
there's lots of
that's what it sounds like to me.
Swindle where early investors are paid off with money derived from later investors, but nothing is actually invested. The best example of that is Social Security.
So Avon made it through network marketing, and I think it's a good model for makeup. And here's the reason why. Because somebody who has a skill set of a makeup application can have a little business selling makeup, and they can show the ladies, you know, their friends, presumably it's ladies, their friends, how to apply the makeup, and they can then, you know, use their skill set as a value add to make the, you know, the pricing model work.
I think it wouldn't be a scam if you are a very social person with a lot of friends. I think the reality is most people, and this is why I think it's somewhat of a scam, you know, kind of bordering on kind of a Ponzi type thing, is because usually they try to get, you have to invest something, right? But they try to tell you that you just have to sell it to all your friends or whatever, but at the end of the day, how many friends do most people have? And then how many of them are going to want the product that they're, you know, to sell?
You need something that's consumable, and makeup certainly is. Hopefully they're putting it on every day. That's the pitch anyway.
Yep.
I can't say I know that much about makeup generally.
I don't either.
You know, I'm not, obviously not my big, my forte,
but
I'll
tell you one thing. Women, we love makeup. I mean, it's like a multi-billion-dollar business. We just can't get enough of it. And the thing is that I think Mary Kay, they're still in business. I found the Mary Kay card. So a lot of these companies do stay in business, but when
it's not about the company. It's about you being able to generate a profit from your participation in that marketing scheme or scam or however you want to phrase it.
I think you hit on the right problem, because mathematically, the organization of network marketing makes a lot of sense. The problem is that I think as a means of organization, it's so effective that people end up using it for scams. But I think real things could be done with the philosophy and mathematics behind it.
I don't think I would. I think it is in some sense the way it's sold.
most of these marketing schemes, you know, I'm not saying they should be illegal, but what I am saying is I think people are getting into, most people who participate in these types of things are getting into something that will never make them any money. And
well, I think that may be true. So it takes a great deal of sales drive to make money doing these sorts of things. But I feel like makeup is one of those industries where it could be true. And what concerns me is companies like Mary Kay and companies like Avon have kind of left their distributors behind. Tupperware is another one of them. These ladies, in many cases, busted their humps for decades bringing these brands to the marketplace. And then what's the brand do? Go sits in CVS so that it can get the low end market and sell to everybody. And when all of its distributors did all this work to it's called network marketing network market it. And
it's not your business, it's somebody else's business.
I feel like there should be a commitment from the manufacturer to its network marketers,
like a contract.
This is the way we're going to do business. We're going to stick with you. You stick with us. And yeah, baby, we're bringing you that pink Cadillac.
Actually, the thing that would probably be most effective marketed by network marketing, and it actually, and what you're saying would be baked into the pie, imagine a crypto that paid premium based on to people, users of the crypto, who create more users of the crypto based on, for example, maybe a tenth of a percent of the spending of each person you bring in.
I think it's a great idea. I'm for it, and I kind of tried to do something just like that with the setup that we had originally for crypto accepting businesses here in New Hampshire, where it would be just the smallest of fees that the person who got the store originally would get. But basically, it would drive you to get out there and bring store after store after store. And as people are spending crypto, you'd really be able to line
up. You really don't need a fee because people spend 10% to get it off the exchange. You need to do is get it at spot and you're golden.
Crypto's always got a chicken and egg problem, I think. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to get over.
I've bought both chickens and eggs with it.
603-286-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, guys. 603-283-6160. Yeah, that's it, in fact. 603-283-6160. You can call in and, we'll try to get you on in the final segment here. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Nobody did. Sorry about that. I may not have got actually your mic turned on when you said
you didn't. I said nobody.
He did.
You said it, but the mic has to be unmuted for you to actually be on the radio.
Chris, before we get into your story.
Nobody says nobody and nobody's around to hear. Did you really make a sound?
Yeah, I'm just before we get to Chris's story here about Jeff Bezos playing his violin while Rome burns, I want to tell you about Truth Smacks. So Truth Smacks are a trail mix. And we've got a friend. Her name's Suzanne. She's a former English teacher and longtime truth seeker. She recently started her own trail mix brand, making it, bagging it, sealing it herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. She's going to be up here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And these bags are unusual in a few different ways. Some have truth quotes, freedom quotes, a variety of things like that. So the idea is that people, while enjoying this delicious trail mix, and it is delicious trail mix, would in fact read these quotes, be interested by these ideas, and perhaps somewhat converted at some point, and makes fertile ground for you. I think the most interesting thing about the trail mix, personally, though, is the peppermint infused variety. They have regular and peppermint infused. They have truth quotes and freedom quotes. They have big bags. They have little bags. When you start mixing these up, there's a lot of different ways you can get your truth smacks, but it's up to you. Now, what I love about it is they're all raw, unadulterated ingredients. No artificial crap. Only food is nature intended. It's truthsmacks.com. Spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. Truthsmacks.com. Go and enjoy it as I have. It really is great. Ian and I were just talking about it off the air last night. And
you guys are always talking about it off the air.
We love Truth Smacks. Have you had some?
I have, actually, yeah.
Okay. And I wanted to make sure. I did bring some with me, too.
Yeah, I had a chance to try them. I like the regular flavor.
I'm a starving activist. If it's free, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, I think you ate a whole bag almost. Didn't you the one time?
I really did. I felt kind of bad.
Did you try the peppermint one?
I did.
Yeah. Do you like it better than regular?
I prefer the regular. Yep. For me, the peppermint is gilding the lily. But
well, I've never. It's quite the compliment. That's a Shakespearean term. Please explain it for not everybody knows.
Is it Shakespearean? Well, to gild something is to put traces of gold on the edge of it, like furniture. So gilding a lily is adding a refinement to something that is already beautiful. Sufficiently beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful and perfect. And, you know, so I think that in many ways indicates that something is unnecessarily... Shakespeare came up with the term, gild the lily. I think that...
was that
your Shakespearean knowledge is well above that of the average homeless person, Rich. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well,
I don't believe he's homeless, though.
Not today.
Okay.
Well, not today, but you never know about tomorrow.
Because, that's true.
I don't know. I really need to start thinking about things other than activism, but I keep hoping somebody's going to value the activism and keep it.
The Cell 411 is ready to go, right?
It's getting very close. It's just not clear that I'm going to make money off it when it does. A lot of people will benefit from it. I just don't know if I'll be one of them.
We'll make sure you make some money. I don't know how much.
That's good. I mean, so long as I can, you know, eat some pizza and have a place to code, I'm happy.
It's probably a good idea to balance the self-sufficiency with the activism.
What's up with Bezos here complaining about workers?
Leaked Amazon memo warns the company is running out of people to hire. This is from Vox. Yeah, you heard that right.
How does that even happen? All right, go ahead.
There's 7 billion people on Earth. How many work for Amazon?
It's pretty easy. So they're talking about the United States, effectively. And
because you have to be in the United States to be able to get a driver's license and then drive around, and therefore, you know, so it makes it – to be an Amazon driver, you basically have to be a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. It's not really that hard to run out of people. Look, when you've got more – demand for a product than people to supply it, you run out of people unless you can import people from other parts of the world where there's not enough jobs. And unfortunately, because of border walls and, you know, the U.S. government and, you know, government agents, you know, thugs shooting people when they try to cross the border, you end up with a situation where there's just not enough labor to fill all the demand for, employees. So,
well, in my experience,
it's pretty simple.
when I've been willing to pay a sufficient price for a thing, I've always been able to find it.
So an economic plateau problem in that you could raise the price. Amazon could raise its prices, but it will reduce the demand. So, that is one solution, is everybody's going to get paid more. However, you're also going to be paying more for products and services. So you're actually not going to do as well financially, even though you're getting paid more. The way to stop the economic plateau problem is to actually allow immigration. Now, when you have immigrants, the wages will be suppressed to some degree, but it also usually ends up creating higher paying jobs for the people who have skills. And
the
usually,
think tank Cato Institute agrees with you. They say that there would be a one-time doubling of the world's GDP. Most of that would benefit the United States, mind you, and certainly Western Europe, maybe Great Britain, but probably by and large the United States, if you sort of just allowed free migration of people.
Right. I mean, think about it this way. If there are immigrants, right? Let's say we open the borders and there's immigrants. Well, somebody now has to manage those immigrants who get those new jobs that you once held. And who are they going to hire? They're going to hire the people with the experience and the skills that have already been doing those jobs to get in. They're going to start training them. They're going to get management. You know, they'll become management. And then, yes, there will be – it may affect the overall wages, but it's only – even if it negatively affects overall wages, it's not going to be negative to the people who are getting those lower wages because they're still higher than what they would have gotten in that, you know, third world country that they're probably migrating from.
You know, this is absolutely true for me.
The one group of people who doesn't benefit from it or doesn't benefit from it as obviously is people who are already on the bottom rung and don't really have the skills to be management. So there is some risk to some people. Even they would see some benefit, however, because lower expenses lead and more productivity leads to more to lower prices.
Sure. So I think we need to back up a moment. So unfortunately, we don't live in a truly free market, right? Maybe that would be true in a
If we did, there wouldn't be poverty.
Well, yeah, probably. But hey, back up a second. So the problem with that logic is that most of these people that we're talking about, they're people that are already, you know, without employment, right? They're on Social Security. They're on welfare programs. You know, Sarah is a good example. She's a regular caller to the show.
Sarah, it wouldn't affect Sarah them. Is not a well-paid worker. She's not a worker at all.
Right, and that's the point. I mean, these are the people that you're talking about. You're talking about people who don't have jobs.
I'm talking about the people who would actually be competing people are cleaning things now.
Oh, I follow what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
Who would have to deal with more competition.
There is certainly, I don't necessarily think that's the case because there's actually more jobs being created. So you still have the same jobs you had before, but this is new demand that didn't, new positions that didn't exist before. So I think that's kind of a flaw. You know, argument effectively, and
there would also be a balancing effect from lower prices.
Guys, I have a call here. I'm really sorry.
Let's bring her on.
I don't know who it is. I have no idea. Maybe I've already taken this call. Who is it? Free Talk Live.
It's Jack from Ocean Shores.
Hey, Jack. You got moments. Go ahead.
All right, David. Was he calling saying that you guys like harass Sarah in order to get ratings?
Something like that. Yeah.
She's calling us, remember.
We can't be harassing her too badly. She can't be deterred from calling back in.
Yeah, she doesn't listen, but she is fun to listen to.
I think she's a pretty good caller, personally. She always calls in with something different every night. You know, she keeps it.
She's not the worst caller. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't agree with her, but.
The thing that bothers me about her is just she doesn't care how many people get hurt if she gets what she wants.
I don't think she understands that people are getting hurt.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'm trying to get the number here. Check us out at freetalklive.com.
A little late for that.
We've got our new website. If you go to ftl.fm, you can see what we're rolling out there, too.
New website.
Indeed. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it,
and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.